This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Consider this next statement a truism of, well, I was going to say a truism of American capitalism, but it's more like just a general truism, really. When there are millions of dollars on the line, hundreds of millions of dollars to be just a bit more accurate, people get a little testy. Case in point, the upcoming Floyd Mayweather-Manny Pacquiao fight, for which the take will be in the aforementioned hundreds of millions of dollars, but also for which tickets just went on sale yesterday because the various promoters, venues, and fighters' camps couldn't quite see eye to eye on who got what. Everybody's happy now, though, so the bell will sound as scheduled a week from tomorrow night. Kenneth Shropshire joins me from the Wharton Sports Business Initiative with a little context on this whole thing. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Structure this thing for me, if you would, in terms of how it's all going to break out. There's pay-per-view. There's the gate, which is triple any other gate. I mean, it's big.
I mean, real big. Tickets are going from here as much as 5,000 up to some 100,000 if you're right there on the floor. The other place we're seeing a new number is for the weigh-in, $10 per ticket on that.
Really? That's like paying to see spring training. I never understood that.
It used to be free, right?
Yeah.
The big piece to keep an eye on is what overall is going to go to each boxer, the 60% split going to Mayweather and the 40 to Pacquiao. What does that turn out to be in the end? I mean, that's going to be the biggest number of all time, I believe.
How do you make sense of the fact that boxing culturally is not what it used to be? I mean, this isn't Frazier Ali. It's not the Thriller in Manila. It's not, you know, George Foreman, any of that stuff. And yet the gates and the purses are bigger than ever.
It's guys that are 5 years past the moment when they should have been having this fight.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a delayed gratification. We've been waiting for this one. And there just aren't that many big names out there anymore. These are kind of the last two. And they're in the classic weight category, this 147-pound category. This is the Sugar Ray Leonard. This is the Sugar Ray Robinson. This is the big time. It's not the heavyweights. This is where people are excited to see someone that's closer in size to the average man.
Yeah, it's interesting that the gate, while the actual gate for the MGM Grand is, you know, triple any previous boxing record. The real money here is in pay-per-view, right? $89.95 to watch it at home, and then there's all the bars all over the country who are going to be airing this thing.
No, that's it. Through the history of boxing, the whole evolution of that from closed circuit up to this pay-per-view. That's been the number that has grown and grown. And this kind of overall in sport, if you think about it, we go from the live gate being the big concern to across sports, and boxing just magnifies it. It is the viewership. It is the idea of how can you get people to pay by not being there to get their eyeballs on it and get the information and not get it secondhand.
The two guys in the ring aren't the only ones who are, you know, sort of working together, if you will, on this thing. HBO and Showtime each own various parts of this deal and are working together to get it on the air, as it were.
Yeah, it's interesting. So it's two different paths, two different promoters, two different broadcast entities. But this has been part of the nature of this whole deal. The difficulty in these two guys coming together to box has been that they built up successfully their own businesses. And the idea of how do you bring them together has been part of the difficulty, you know, apart from a lot of the other sideshow.
Yeah.
So the idea that these two broadcasting entities are working together is, you know, is another big, you know, kind of undertold story.
Also, for what it's worth, two fighters with sort of different personalities, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, they both kind of have the humble beginning kind of story, but in terms of the flashiness and the criminal encounters and that sort of thing, I mean, that's the Mayweather side. And then you got Pacquiao, who in the Philippines is a politician, a guy who's been trying to go to school and get degrees and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Last question. You going to watch? You going to shell out the $89.95?
You know, I'm going to try to be somewhere where it's being shown.
There you go.
I'm not making the arrangements, but I'll be somewhere where it's been arranged.
Fair enough. Ken Shropshire, he runs the Wharton Sports Business Initiative at the Wharton School. Ken, thanks very much.
All right, anytime. Take care.
We've got the timeline of exactly how this fight came together and how it got held up at various points along the way at our website. It's marketplace.org.